This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The National Security Council's Ukraine expert has been telling impeachment investigators he raised concerns about President Trump's push to have Ukraine investigate Democrats and Joe Biden. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports from the White House.
Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Venman is an Iraq veteran, wounded in combat. He also came to the U.S. as a toddler from the former Soviet Union, and some Trump allies are using that in questioning his loyalty.
That was despicable. I think it's despicable.
Those people who are questioning his patriotism are the ones whose patriotism truly should be questioned.
Senate Democrats Chuck Schumer, Bob Menendez, and Mazie Hirono, shortly after Senate GOP Chief Mitch McConnell, stayed out of it.
I'm not going to question the patriotism of any of the people who are coming forward.
Earlier, number three House Republican Liz Cheney said America needs to be better than going after decorated veterans.
It is shameful to question their patriotism.
Sagar Meghani at the White House.
The U.S. House of Representatives voted overwhelmingly Tuesday to officially recognize the mass killings of Armenians by the Ottoman Empire as genocide. Congressman Jason Crow announced the passage of the non-binding resolution.
On this vote, the yeas are 405 and the nays are 11, with three answering present. The resolution is adopted.
The vote is seen as a rebuke to Turkey, which has spent nearly a century denying there was a genocide. Turkey's foreign minister immediately condemned the vote, calling it a shameful decision. He said it was probably revenge for Turkey's incursion into northern Syria. Historians say an estimated 1.5 million Armenians died at the hands of the Ottoman Empire, the predecessor to modern-day Turkey, between 1915 and 1923. This is VOA News. U.S. officials are learning more about the raid last weekend that killed Islamic State Chief Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi on Saturday in Syria. VOA's Pentagon correspondent Carla Babb has more.
U.S. forces took Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi's remains from a tunnel under the Islamic State leader's hideout, reduced to rubble by U.S. air power, confirming his ID through DNA testing before burying him at sea. Pentagon officials are hopeful the treasure trove of data collected from the compound will aid American forces and the Syrian Democratic Forces they're partnering with. Meantime, President Donald Trump has turned his focus to another asset, oil fields in northeast Syria.
We're keeping the oil. Remember that. I've always said that. Keep the oil. We want to keep the oil. $45 million a month. Keep the oil.
Securing the oil fields is now part of America's mission, and Defense Secretary Mark Esper added U.S. forces would defend them from Russian and Syrian forces if necessary. Carla Babb, VOA News, The Pentagon.
U.S. consumer confidence fell for the third straight month. AP correspondent Mike Hempen has that story.
The Conference Board says its Consumer Confidence Index dropped 0.4 of a point last month, mainly due to weakening optimism about job prospects and future business conditions. However, feelings about the present improved. Conference Board economist Len Franco says despite the drop, confidence remains high, which should result in strong holiday shopping. Confidence has been rattled by a global slowdown and a U.S.-China trade war that have combined to hurt American manufacturers and increase uncertainty. Mike Hemp in Washington.
A federal judge has blocked Alabama's near-total abortion ban from taking effect next month, saying the law is clearly unconstitutional. AP correspondent Shelley Adler.
U.S. District Judge Myron Thompson issued an expected preliminary injunction blocking Alabama from enforcing the law that would make performing an abortion a felony in almost all cases. The ruling came after abortion providers sued to block the law from taking effect next month. Energized by new conservatives on the Supreme Court, Alabama and other states have attempted to enact new restrictions on abortion in the hopes of getting Supreme Court justices to reconsider Roe v. Wade. I'm Shelley Adler.
A senior official in Afghanistan has announced that under a new peace plan, the government will not seek any more unconditional negotiations with the Taliban and will require that a ceasefire last at least 1 month before initiating any peace process with the insurgent group. I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.